Everyone feeling all right? Anandamaya Abhyasa. Practice of Krishna consciousness means you gradually come to the platform of blissfulness. Anandamaya Abhyasa. That is our priority, right? Hare Krishna. Now, chant the mantras. Om. पापविध्यं कबीजमणिषी परिभूषयम्भू यथार्थोत्थान् बतधाच्छास्वतीभ्यः समाभ्यः अन्धं तमा प्रविशन्ति जीविद्यामुपासति ततो भूय इव ते तमो जाओ विद्यायां नतः इति सुश्रुवा धीराणां जीनस्तद्विचक्षिते विद्यां च विद्यां च जस्य विदुभयं सह अविद्या मृतं तीर्थ्या विद्यां मृतमस्मृते चैंट दिस वर्स अगेन विद्या च विद्यां च जस्य विदुभयं सह अविद्या मृतं तीर्थ्या विद्यां मृतमस्मृते द नेक्स्ट वर्स अंधं तम प्रविशन्ति जी संभूतिम् उपासते ततो भूय इव ते तम जौ संभूतां दता अंधम जी संभूतिम् उपासते ततो भूय इव ते तम जौ संभूतिम् संभूत्यां दता संभूत्यां Again, chant.
Andham tamaha pravishanti jeshe samtam nirupasate sato vina ivati tamo jaru samtyamataha.
Again, Andham tamaha pravishanti jeshe samtam nirupasate ततो भूय इवति तमो जावु संभुत्यांग रता So those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance. And still more so do the worshippers of the Absolute. If we do not know how to worship, then first of all, the materialist they worship some demigod for immediate effect. Just like even in our ordinary life, to get some immediate effect, suppose I want some business from somebody, so I worship him, I flatter him, just to satisfy him, or if I serve somewhere, so I want to satisfy my immediate boss. That is natural. But this satisfaction, trying to satisfy our immediate benefactor, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, kamasthastha hitogyana. Those who are of lost of intelligence, kamis. Why they have lost their intelligence? Kami. Being greedy or lust. I want something, I desire something for my sense enjoyment. So, just like in Vedic literature, there is worship of goddess Kali. Why they worship goddess Kali? Because in the Kali Puja, in the worship of Kali, there is a prescribed method of sacrificing a goat animal. So these devotees are actually after eating meat. But if they worship Krishna or Vishnu, that is not possible. If somebody comes here, give me prasadam meat, that is not possible. So therefore they will not come. They will go to some mission who are worshippers of Kali, a very good devotee. Because they are offering meat and this, what is called this turkey prasadam. So turkey prasadam, meat prasadam, for that purpose, they go to worship this goddess of Kali. Actual purpose is to eat meat. But Vedas is so broad that you may question, then why in this Vedas this worship of Kali is recommended? Yes, it is recommended for the third-class man. Third-class man, they will not be able to give up. If a third-class man, if I say that just like we are preaching, you cannot take meat. Or this is not very good advice to the ordinary man. Therefore, they are not coming here. Or Swamiji is very conservative. He restricts so many things. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not for the third-class man. Only first class man, more than first class man. Those who are above first class man, they will understand. So, therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, kamasthastha hitogyana. They do not know first class, what is the difference between the first class man and the third class man or fourth class man. The first class man knows What is the aim of his life? The third class, fourth class man, they do not know what is the aim of life. That is the difference. How a man becomes first class, how a man? By quality. Vyavaharena jayanti. Just like you treat somebody as enemy, and you treat somebody as friend. But both the man has the same hands and legs, and maybe whom you treat as enemy, he may be more beautiful. But why you treat him as enemy? Na vyavaharena. Na kaschit kasyatis ripu. Na kaschit kasyatis mitra. Nobody is enemy or friend, but vyavaharena jayante mitrani ripavastatha. But by your dealings with him, if he acts favorably for you, then he is friend. And if he acts unfavorably for you, then he becomes an enemy. Similarly, this first class, second class, fourth class man, how they are classified by their behavior. Not that a man is born third class and man is born. If third class man born may become first class. So we are giving chance to everyone. Never mind. You are third class, fourth class, fifth class, tenth class, whatever, to come to become first class. We are inviting everyone. We have no distinction. Krishna has no such distinction. That Krishna says, Mang hi partha vipasritya jipi su papa junaya. My dear Arjuna, if somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, never mind he is born in an abominable family, Sriyavasya tatha sudra, or in the human society, less intelligent class of men like sudra or woman, never mind, whatever he may or she may be. If he takes or she takes to Krishna consciousness, tepi janti parangati. They are also elevated to the platform where from he can go back to home, back to Godhead. So for us, there is no restriction. We don't say that you don't come. We invite everyone. Take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, run. That is our program. But the Shastra says that those who are demigod worshippers, babhisharvadi, they take so many gods. Everyone is God. That philosophy is very palatable nowadays. Everyone is God. You are God, I am God. And whomever I worship, I get the jatamat tatapat. Whatever opinion you have got, that is all right. These things are going on. But the Vedas, the Shastras, they do not say like that. If you worship demigod, then you get the result which can be derived from that particular demigod. If you worship Kali, all right, you can eat a little prasadam, meat. But the thing is, the question was, why the Vedas have recommended Kali Puja or worship of Kali? Why not only Krishna? Actually, only Krishna is to worship. That is, in the Bhagavad Gita you will find, sarva dharma anparittaja, give up all nonsense, simply surrender. That is real dharma. But the third class, fourth class man who cannot take it, for them, all right, you worship Goddess Kali, the energy of Krishna. If you cannot go touch the fire immediately, just try to utilize the heat of fire. You cannot go that like we are not eligible to enter into the sun planet. It is so fiery. But we can utilize the energy of sun by going to the sunlight. The Vedas recommend that you worship this god or this god. That means at least this third class, fourth class may recognize that there is some authority. Therefore, and I am going to eat meat, so it should be with the permission of Goddess Kali, only for this purpose. The purpose is to restrict him. Therefore, it is recommended. Similarly, why you are recommending marriage? No illicit sex. That means restriction. If we allow unrestricted sex life, he will remain a dog, a cat. The purpose is restriction. Otherwise one may argue, why do you say illicit sex? Here is also sex, there is also sex. Why? This is for the purpose. That if he indulges in illicit sex life as he likes, like cats and dogs, he'll remain cats and dogs forever. He'll never be able to improve. It is meant for restriction. Pravittireshaṁ bhūtānāṁ nidvitteṣu mahāphalam. Everyone has got this tendency for meat eating, for sex life, for drinking. That is natural. Pravittireshaṁ. Desires, propensities are there in everywhere. Therefore somebody says that Swamiji does not allow even the facilities of human life. They think that illicit sex and intoxication and meat eating and gambling, these are facilities for human life. You see? Therefore, they are called in the ignorant. They are not facilities. They are the means of dragging you down to the hell. They are not facilities for going to hell. So, these facilities should not be allowed. They should be restricted. If we want to elevate, that we explained the other last Monday, that human life is meant for tapa. Dibyam. So you are hearing all these things. I am speaking also repeatedly. The same thing is here. Andhatama pravishanti de asambhatim upasate. Asambhatim means these demigods. We are thinking that just like the sun is also demigod. So, sun, we are thinking, the materialist scientists, they are thinking the sun is the cause of this creation. But he is not cause of the creation. The cause of the creation, cause of everything is Krishna. Sarva-kārana-kārana, cause of all causes. But because we do not know, we think that he is the cause, here is the cause. Just like scientists, they say, law of gravitation. They advance in scientific progress, accepting this axiomatic truth. But they do not know who has made this law of gravitation. You cannot deal with this law of gravitation. It is, as soon as you say law, the law must have been made by somebody. So they have no eyes to see or they have no intelligence to understand that behind everything there is Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Under my superintendence, the material nature is working. So, Here it is said, Andhātmam. Those who do not know whom to worship, they enter into the darkest region. And if somebody says that I know what is to be worshipped, he also enters into the still more darkness. Therefore, one has to take instruction. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. These things are all stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You read very carefully. Chanting is also those who have got still more intelligence. They should read also books. What for? I am preparing so many books. It is especially for my students, not for making business, that I have to. Business I can do so many other. Why I am taking so much trouble? So try to understand these things, that if we do not worship Krishna, Krishna worship means that is not worship. There is two words, worship and service. Worship is meant for these demigods, but service is meant for Krishna. Nobody can accept service. Only Krishna, Ekala Ishwar Krishna, he can accept service. Nobody can accept service. So today is the birthday of Baladev Buddha. So Baladev Buddha Bhushan, you have seen in my Bhagavad Gita his name, dedicated to Baladev Buddha Bhushan, who has written the commentary on Brahma Sutra, Govinda Vas. This Baladev Buddha Bhushan is our acharya. Baladev Buddha Bhushan is a fourth generation acharya from Lord Chaitanya. Fourth or fifth. Anyway, he is one of the acharyas, just like Goswamis, they are acharyas, Srinivas acharya, so acharya parampara, Japanese succession. So Baladev Buddha Bhushan is also acharya in this Gaudiya sampradaya. So his special gift, every acharya means he give some special thing. Previous acharya has given, and the next acharya gives something more. That is the symptom of acharya. And the incarnation also, just like Lord Buddha, incarnation. Then Shankaracharya. Then Ramanujacharya, then Madhyacharya, then in this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So every acharya is giving a further lift. So the Baladev Buddha Bhushan also gave a further lift to this sampradaya. What is that? Baladev Buddha Bhushan wrote commentary on Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, his Vedanta Sutra commentary is known as Govinda Bhasha, commentary of Govinda. The history is that this Gaudiya Sampradaya did not write any commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, because according to our sampradaya, we accept this Srimad Bhagavatam as the commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Bhāsyaṁ Brahma Sutrānāṁ, Lord Chaitanya has recommended, it is stated in this Srimad, that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the real commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Vyasadeva is the writer or the philosophy, Vedanta Sutra. And he personally, under the instruction of his spiritual master, Narada, personally wrote this commentary, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, on his own book, on his own philosophy, Vedanta Sutra. If a writer, if the author himself writes some commentary, that is the perfect, because he knows what is what. Therefore, because the Śrīmad-Bhāgavat is there, Gaudiya Vaiṣṇava, they did not attempt to write another separate commentary on the Brahma Sutra. Any intelligent man can understand that this Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra begins with Janmādasya, Adhāta Brahma Jigyāsa, and Bhāgavat says Jīvasya Tattva Jigyāsa. Brahma Jigyāsa and Tattva Jigyāsa is same thing. The human life is meant for inquiring for the Absolute. In the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam it is there. And the next aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra is Janmādasya Jataha. This Gaudiya Sampradaya did not take unnecessary trouble again. The Acharya Sampradaya, if my previous Acharya has written something, so he will not touch those points, but he will write something which can develop further. That is Acharya. Not that chewing the chewed. Somebody has written something and he is also writing the same thing. No. If he at all writes, he will write something which will beautify or glorify or magnify the former ideas. That is it. So this Vaiṣṇava Sampradaya did not write commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, because they knew that already Vyasadev, our original guru, he has already written Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, and it is stated in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Bhāsa Ayam Brahma Sutrāṇa. This is the real commentary on the Brahma Sutra. But those are smartha Brahmins. They objected in Jaipur. In the Jaipur, there is Govinda Seva, Temple of Govindaji. The king of Jaipur took away when Aurangzeb was harassing Hindus and he was breaking some of the Hindu temple. At that time, from Vrindavan, the Govinda Murti, not only Govinda, Govinda Gopinath and Madan Mohan, these Murtis were taken from Vrindavan to Jaipur. The king of Jaipur, he was Vaiṣṇava. So, along with the deity, the priest or the worship, those who are engaged in the temple worship, they are also taken. That is the system. So, they were, as usual, worshipping, but some of these smartha Brahmins, they objected that Gaudiya Sampradaya is not bona fide. Why not bona fide? Just like Dr. Stahl objected that this Krishna consciousness movement is not Vedic. Therefore, I immediately protested. No, it is 100% Vedic. So, when the smartha Brahmins, they objected that this Gaudiya Sampradaya is not Vedic. How one is Vedic? Any Sampradaya, if you inaugurate some party, then he must comment on the Vedanta Sutra, otherwise that party is not bona fide. That is Vedic rule. One must understand what is Brahma Sutra. So because there was no particular commentary on the Brahma Sutra by the Gaudiya Sampradaya on account of presence of Srimad Bhagavatam, so they objected. So this information was given at that time to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Vishwanath Chakravarti, you have heard the name of Vishwanath Chakravarti. He is also Acharya and vastly great scholar. So all the Vaishnavas requested him that please write a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, otherwise they are objecting that we are not Vaidic. At that time he was very old, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So he thought it wise, he asked this Baladev Vidyabhushan, he happened to be just like his disciple, that I am very old now, I cannot go out of Vrindavan, so you take up this job and write one commentary on the Vedanta Sutra immediately. So he took up the matter. He has written many other books, Baladev Vidyabhushan. So he immediately started for Jaipur, Govindaji's temple. And this is the acharya, that unless I am authorized, unless I am empowered, how I can write? This is Vaishnav. Not that because I have got some ABCD knowledge, I can write something. No. Just like one civil service officer, Mr. Gupta, sent me one commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. Perhaps you know, you have delivered that, returned that manuscript. So I immediately pointed out that there are so many discrepancies. We cannot publish this. So they have taken back. So this he thought that because he's ICS officer, civil service officer, very big officer in India, therefore he can write commentary on Bhagavad Gita. These nonsense things are going on. Anyone, he has got some ABCD knowledge, he thinks that I can write and something. No. You cannot write anything unless you are authorized by the disciple. You have no access in it. So this Baladev Vidyabhushan went to Jaipur, and for 3 days continually he laid himself flat, just like we offer obeisances in that way, without taking any food and water, asking permission from Govinda whether I shall write. Of course, he was ordered still to confirm it, that Vishwanath Chakravarti has asked me to write, but if you confirm it, then I shall be in that. So Govindaji informed me, yes, you write, I give you order, I immediately write. So he began to write this Bhasha commentary of Vedanta Sutra, and it came out very, very successful. Govinda Bhasha commentary on Vedanta Sutra available, this is in Sanskrit. But we are describing the same conclusion in our different books. In Srimad Bhagavat also the same conclusion is there. You don't require to read separately. Because this Smartha Brahmin's challenge that you are not Vaidic, because you have no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, so this Baladev Vidyabhushan gave us the Govinda Bhas. Of course, other Vaishnava acharyas like Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, they have given commentary on Bhagavad Gita. But we, Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are benedicted by this Baladev Acharya Prabhu. And his life is that he appeared in the family of a Vaishya community. His forefathers were agriculturists, but he became a great devotee and great scholar in Sanskrit, and he has got his commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and Vedanta Bhashya, and he has written many other books, all in Sanskrit. So his birthday, appearance day is today. So it is our duty to commemorate the activities of the acharyas and offer our respect and ask from them benediction for our progress. That is the system. Therefore, we have listed the appearance and disappearance of the acharyas. We should take advantage of these auspicious dates and offer our respect to the acharya. Thank you very much.
Thank you.